Many states have tight budgets and are looking for new places to make cuts, but thanks to a natural gas development boom, Wyoming and its nearly 500,000 residents have a $1 billion surplus. Instead of moving forward, state officials are squabbling over whether to spend or save. Bob Beck of Wyoming Public Radio reports.
Governor Dave Friedenthal basically wants to spend a lot of this year's huge surplus on projects such as schools, prisons, and infrastructure improvements. Friedenthal, the state's first Democratic leader in 8 years, wants to quickly build things the state delayed when it was poor. Now, that's gotten quick criticism from some in the Republican-controlled legislature, but Friedenthal's not worried by the early review.
Typical legislative governor, they have to kind of send grenades back and forth over the wall. But if you look at the core of this budget, it is funding legislative initiatives that were inaugurated, frankly, before I was sworn in.
The heart of Friedenthal's budget philosophy is to pay up front. It's kind of like paying cash for your car instead of taking out a loan. The problem is that smacks head-on against a priority that House Republicans came up with. They want the state to save more. Specifically, they would like to save at least $300 million in an account Wyoming calls the Permanent Mineral Trust Fund. That fund can provide interest income, but otherwise cannot be touched. The House Majority Floor Leader is Randall Luthy.
Again, what we're concerned about is if we spend everything in the first 2 years, it'll almost guarantee a tax increase probably within 6 years.
But Luthy cannot look to his fellow Republicans in the Senate for support. In fact, Senate Appropriations Chairman John Schiffer thinks differing Republican proposals will lead to some inter-party bickering.
What I'm not hearing yet is any consensus between the Senate and the House on not just how much we save, but how we save. And that's going to be a fairly lengthy debate.
That's right. Wyoming is fighting over how to spend a $1 billion surplus. Senate Appropriations Chairman Schiffer admits it is somewhat amusing.
You know, it is because we're unique. We're one of three states, and of the three, we have by far the largest extra revenue available.
Steve Summers is the budget analyst for the Legislative Service Office.
I can't believe how many people from the executive branch and legislative branch both have complained to me about it's harder to do this when we have all this money than it is when we don't, because now we have to come up with an excuse or a reason to say no.
Summers also brings a Grinch-like reality to the fun of the surplus, noting that the rest of Wyoming's economy does not bring in the same type of revenue, which does not bode well for the long-term future. That is why Mike McVeigh, the administrator of the state's budget division, says many don't want to get too cocky.
Keep in mind, what people are calling a surplus is based on estimates of future revenue that we're going to receive. And so to the extent those revenues don't materialize, then that surplus goes away. It can go away awful quickly, as it did in the mid-80s.
Things got so bad then that the governor had to cut budgets in the middle of the year. It led to years of proclamations that Wyoming needed to diversify its economy. Well, it never really did. And that's why people like McVeigh and Summers think some legislators are spooked and want to save money from this latest boom. So, despite the surplus, Senate Democrat Jane Mockler says she's got a pretty good idea of how this session will go.
We're going to fight just as hard as we did over if it were $50.
So lawmakers are lacing up their gloves and will be ready to rumble when the legislature begins in February. For NPR News, I'm Bob Beck in Cheyenne.